my seminary advisor, his name was Jim Engel, still is his name actually. Jim Engel, and some of you may remember Jess Engel. He preached here a few times many years back. Jess and Jim are nothing alike, though they are related very closely. Jess is Jim's son. But Jim is just this very relaxed, laid-back, intellectual guy. But Jim would also occasionally crack a joke, and it's one of those experiences that if you didn't expect it coming from an individual like Jim, it always caught you off guard and always made me laugh. But Jim had this reoccurring joke that he would tell at least once a semester, and I always laughed at it anyways. Jim would talk about his favorite hymn, and it's a hymn that made me think of this hymn whenever I read our scripture for today. Jim would talk about the hymn which was called "Gladly the Cross I'd Bear." Then Jim would say, "It's a song about a bear with poor eyesight, because this is gladly the cross I'd bear." Yeah. You have to hear it from Jim. Jim is just, my favorite hymn in the church is "Gladly the Cross I Bear." Yeah, it's a hymn about a bear with poor eyesight. Then he just paused until someone would laugh and he could move on. So I'll pause until you laugh so I can move on. Thank you. Thank you, Gary. "Gladly the cross I'd bear." Dwight missed the whole joke, so I'm going to have to tell it all over again. You get the idea. Today we are going to talk about what it means to bear the cross. And unfortunately, I think that much of our society, especially within the Christian circles, many of us have a misunderstanding of what it means to bear the cross. I think sometimes by the way we use this language, we actually take away from Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. We almost belittle his sacrifice by using this language and overusing the language of bearing our crosses. Today, we hopefully will see that bearing our crosses is about looking like Jesus. It's about standing out from the broader society. It's about, at times, risking your own life to be faithful to your calling from God. Our scripture for today picks up with this little phrase. It begins by saying, "from that time on." So we can see that this scripture backs up to the scripture from last week. It comes one after another. "From that time on." And last week we talked about how Peter was called aside and he was given this vision from God, or the message from God, that Jesus Christ was the Messiah, the Son of the living God, the unique Son of God, the one-of-a-kind, sui generis, monogenes Son of the living God, none other like him before, none other like him to come. Peter was given this message from God. He confessed it to Jesus, and Jesus said, "Well done, Simon. You are now called Peter, the Rock." He was given that nickname. Now, the problem with rocks is that sometimes we can trip over them. And we'll see today that Peter became an obstacle, a stumbling block for Jesus. You see, after Jesus heard this confession from Peter, he began to explain to his disciples. It says, "from that time on," he began explaining to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem. He must suffer at the hands of the religious leaders. He must die on the cross. And then on the third day, he would be raised again from the dead. He spent a significant amount of time talking to his disciples about the things that would happen, which makes me wonder just how much they were listening.